Hello and welcome to EV Life, a podcast by the Alberta Motor Association, or as we like to say, AMA. I'm your host, Crystal Maharaj, and you can think of me as your driver on this ride towards learning about electric vehicles. You may know that the Government of Canada announced last year, in 2021, that all cars and light-duty trucks sold in Canada starting in 2035 will have to be zero emissions. I'm joined by the producer of this podcast, Allison Bench, and we want to just give you a little preview of why AMA is doing this podcast and what you can expect from the first season. Hi, Allison.
Hi, thanks for having me in. I'm super excited about all the guests we've had booked and talked to already for this podcast. I feel like there's so much to talk about, and I know AMA really wants to be there for our members and let them know, you know, what's happening in Alberta, what's happening in Canada, even what's happening worldwide with electric vehicles. So there's just going to be a lot of really interesting topics for us to share with everyone.
Yeah, and we really spoke to quite a broad range of people in the EV world, like people you might not have expect to hear from. Like, for example, we spoke to a climate expert, just like a broad range of experts from Canada, from Alberta, and just the world. There are some countries that are a bit further ahead along than Canada in adoption of EVs. And I think we just have like a great lineup of people with different perspectives.
There's definitely things that are happening close to home too that we maybe didn't realize even before we started doing this podcast. And I think maybe a lot of our listeners won't realize, like, I know there is a person in Calgary who is known for retrofitting old, like, classic cars into electric vehicles. And I know that the University of Calgary also has a whole team of students who are trying to get a program out there to let Albertans know if they want to start learning how to do that, they can. So people are thinking be out of the box on this. And then you also look down and you know, there's dealerships selling EVs and there's government initiatives to try to get people to, like, there's just so many aspects of this to learn about. And it's honestly a huge industry. And I think our province is going to have a lot of stuff happening in it in the next 10 years, even sooner.
The transportation landscape certainly is changing at a rapid pace. And speaking to people who are doing things close to home, our first guest on the show was the Electric Vehicle Association of Alberta, also known as EVAA. And they're just a great organization. They started off as a Facebook group, right? Is that correct?
Yeah,
it was just like a Facebook group of EV owners, and now it's a fully functioning nonprofit that aims to spread awareness and promote the adoption of EVs. And we were so excited to have them on, and we're going to play you a little clip of our interview with them now.
So yeah, EVs, a lot of people think they are some crazy different type of vehicle, when really, when you get past the difference of not going to the gas station to fill up, and instead, if you have the ability to power your house, plugging in overnight and having it full in the morning, then you drive it like a regular car and you don't think about it. And you also don't have to think about every week, am I low on gas? When do I go to the gas station? Oh, I'm busy right now. I don't want to go, but I have to rush out in the morning. So is it going to last me till tomorrow evening? You know, these little challenges that people have with gas cars that with EVs, because they're full every day, simply aren't there.
That sounds enticing. Mike, is there anything that you'd like to add?
I think the only thing to add is to reiterate that people don't realize the day-to-day inconveniences of a gas vehicle. We're raised on it, so it's completely normal to us and it's second nature. So we don't realize how inconvenienced we are day-to-day with, or week-to-week, having to fill up a vehicle versus having an EV.
That conversation covers so many great topics around EVs, and we'll have that coming up in our next episode set to release next week. So make sure you tune in to hear that full conversation. And another topic that we have heard is a major concern for people considering getting an EV is how they function in Alberta's cold climate.
Mm-hmm. I know. And honestly, every person, or not every person, but a lot of people, when we've been talking to, you know, just coworkers, friends about this podcast, and the first thing that people ask is, well, what about cold weather? Alberta's cold weather. Yeah. And it's true. We have really cold weather here.
Yeah, and a lot of countries can't really relate to the climate that we have in Alberta, but we were able to speak to the Norwegian Auto Federation. We were so excited to have them on because they're doing a lot of great things in terms of EVs. So do you want to talk a little bit about that?
The reason we looked to Norway, first of all, was it has one of the highest rates of EV adoption worldwide. So they were number one as far as new car sales in 2021 last year. 86% of all new car sales in Norway were EVs.
And how does that compare to Canada?
We have some catching up to do. In Canada, only 7% of our new vehicle purchases were EVs. But again, 2035, all will have to be. So they have already, their club, the Norwegian Auto Federation, has been there for their members. And they've also been doing cold weather tests where they see how the cars are able to adapt to the cold weather or whether there are changes. So
And one of the reasons that people have so many concerns around EV functionality in cold climates is because we know that the range the manufacturer tells you you'll get for your vehicle isn't the same in extreme temperatures. And so here's a little sneak peek of our interview with Annette from the Norwegian Auto Federation. And what temperatures are you testing in the winter?
So the temperatures that we've tested in is everything between, so when we start driving in Oslo, it's usually around, you know, zero, maybe minus 1 degrees. And we've kind of ended up around minus 10 degrees in the mountains.
Okay.
So it varies quite a lot.
Right.
So 1 year we had a lot of snow. So the thing with, you know, range tests is that both years or both winters are necessarily directly comparable.
Right. Because yeah, we know that.
The weather is a little bit different. Yeah. So 1 year we had a lot of snow, which means that, you know, the resistance in the road is a lot heavier, meaning, you know, range is shorter. But another time we had a colder winter, but kind of fairly, you know, more solid road. So it's been a little bit of everything.
We're so excited for our listeners to hear that full interview. So make sure you tune in to the podcast. It'll be released weekly and we'll have that full interview coming up soon.
And there's so many other guests that we've been connecting with that we want you to learn from and hear from. So, you know, there's things that maybe you haven't even thought about. Like, you know, we're going to dig into how Alberta's charging grid will be affected by this. And also the future of lithium mining in Alberta. You know, Alberta has such a big industry for the, like, connected to auto already. And,
right.
And, you know, there's already talk of this new industry that might happen here that is connected to the batteries of electric vehicles.
And I actually didn't know that until we started doing research for this podcast. So I think that'll be a really interesting one for our guests to hear.
We also want to offer context for, you know, the average person and somebody just looking to buy EV. So we're going to talk about that too. And
yeah, the CAA National Buyer's Guide for EVs, I think, yeah, we're speaking to them as well. And we'll also be talking a little bit about what AMA is doing in the EV scene. I mean, we are AMA and we're not just doing the podcast. There's a whole lot of things that we have going on. And so we're excited to share some of that with you all as well. So tune in once a week to the EV Life podcast by AMA. It'll be available anywhere you stream your podcasts from. Again, I'm your host, Crystal Maharaj, and today I was joined by our producer, Allison Bench. Thank you so much for coming in, Allison.
I'm happy to be a part of it.
And we'll talk to you soon.